first paragraph of Kiddum, third Mishnah, that which we said, that if you have a mixture between a choyv, which means a set of birds which were not yet specified, with an adavu that was specified, that you're allowed to bring according to the amount of, let's say, an oila got mixed in, amount of oilas in the choyva. So if you have three birds, one oil was mixed into a set, so you could bring one bird, because that's the amount of oil you have in that choyva. That's in a case where the nedava got mixed, which was specified as the oil, got mixed in the choyva. Aval choyva shenisava out in the salva zubasu. If Sarah's two birds got mixed with Rivka's two birds, achas azu achas azu. If they have equal amounts, two birds from Sarah, two from Rivka, or shtaimazu shtaimazu, or two sets of birds for Sarah, two for Rivka. In other words, it's going to be a total of eight birds. Shalosh shalosh zu. In this case, mechza kosher, mechza posel. You can say half of it is kosher, half of it is posel. So if we had some total of four birds, two birds from Rachel and two birds from Leah, so you can be makriv mechza. How would you be makriv mechza? I'd be makriv one as a chatas and one as an oila. I have four birds, one chatas. So I'm a monoshach. If my chatas and ola are both from Sarah's birds, so Sarah was yaitze. If one's from Sarah and one's from Rivka, then it's also good, because one has a chatas and one has ola. We can have to afterwards work out how to make it what's missing. But myself, I can't be makriv in such a fashion. I can't be makriv two of them as a ola, because maybe I'm going to take both of them from Sarah. But mezzo also means you do half of it is chatas, half of it is oila, equivalent to the half of the full amount. Ech lezu, shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu, esher lezu, mei lezu. And a mixture, and each one contribute to the mixture in uneven amounts. One Sarah has only one set, Rivka has two, Leah has three, Zilpa has 10, etc. Hamiyut kosher. In such a case, we say that if, let's say, two sets got mixed into three, you could bring two, but you can't bring more than that. You always bring the smaller two amounts. Why? Why can you bring two? Because let's say you have two kinim is four birds with somebody else. That's Saras and Rivka is three kinim, which is six birds. So I have a sum total of 10 birds. The ma'aseh can bring four birds, two as chatas, two as oila, because once again, I'm a manushah. If it's all from first woman, so she was makir everything, all her kabanas, two chatas, two oila. And if it's part of the other ones, everything's good. If I bring anything more than that, I may end up bringing three olas or three chatas from the bird that's only supposed to have two, from the woman that's only supposed to have two. Bei mishem echa, bei mishnei shemes. This is whether they were brought for the same inyan, same tuma, or same chiyuv. Bei mishachas, bei mishnei nashim. Whether it's from one woman or two women.